It is long past time that Congress take action.
Texas Democrat Veronica Escobar is co-author of the Dignity Act and represents the border community of El Paso, Texas, where she's seen firsthand the humanitarian crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. She's reached across the aisle with Florida Republican Maria Elvira Salazar to craft the near 500-page bill to overhaul the nation's immigration system.
I don't want anyone to confuse amnesty with dignity. This is not amnesty.
The legislation is an amalgam of several bills and includes a pathway to citizenship for Dreamers, the undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children, a path for permanent residency for immigrants fleeing crisis who have TPS, temporary protected status, and a pathway to citizenship for undocumented workers. That includes legal residency for 7 years and fees to pay for border security.
If you have been here for 5 years and you do not have a criminal record, you will be able to go on the dignity status for 7 years. You will not be deported. You will not lose your assets. You can work anywhere in the country. You will pay taxes. And if you are on payroll, a new levy of 1.5 withholding called the Dignity Levy will be held from your paycheck.
It would also reform the agricultural visa process, ultimately giving farm workers the ability to apply for permanent residency. Immigrants would not be eligible for social services. They'd have to purchase their own health insurance, which could be burdensome for farm workers who legally work below the federal minimum wage. The legislation also includes new pathways for immigrants to enter the U.S. lawfully. Here's Escobar.
So that we truly preserve asylum for what it is intended to be, a beacon for those who are fleeing persecution, not poverty. That's what we are seeing today, mostly in communities like my own. And there is a role for those individuals through other legal pathways in this bill.
It would also expand the asylum system with 5 new asylum claim centers in other nations, similar to the Biden administration's recent pledge for asylum processing hubs in neighboring countries. Again, Salazar.
And in 60 days, highly trained asylum officers will decide your case. No more hiding somewhere. We're going to treat you well, and we're going to determine your case in 2 months.
Humanitarian campuses near the border, that label hides what the reality is, which is soft family detention.
Naina Gupta is Associate Director of Policy at the National Immigrant Justice Center. She says the legislation's riddled with poison pills and crosses red lines.
We know that family detention causes irreparable harm to families and children, regardless of the amenities and duration of that detention. We think that proposal is alarming, especially a week after the death of an 8-year-old in Border Patrol custody just last week.
She says the legislation was written without the input of immigrant justice groups like hers, and she takes issue with the bill's expedited asylum process, noting similar efforts by the Trump administration to speed up asylum hearings were shot down in the courts. More conservative immigrant groups, including the National Immigration Forum, says the legislation is a good start. The robust immigration overhaul has caught the eye of at least one senator, Democrat Chris Coons of Delaware, who said in a statement he looks forward to introducing legislation in the Senate. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.